Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we're back with some more Bravo news. But before we get to that, I want to ask you, Eric, how your night was last night. You went to a pretty exciting
night. Yes, it was a fun night. Lucky enough that Avery Singer's team invited, and Ramona's team, that being Avery, Ramona's daughter, invited us to her launch party for her new company, which is called Batch Boss. And it is like a bachelor/bachelorette planning company that she started with her friend, Jolie. It's honestly like a brilliant idea. I'm like surprised that something like this hasn't been thought of and been executed. So on behalf of Hollywood Life, we got the invite and did a couple interviews, got to speak to Avery, got to speak to Ramona, and that interview you guys will be able to hear towards the end of this podcast. Mm-hmm. It was very good talk. We got to chat about Avery doing the business, and then also got a couple questions in about Roni and what Ramona thinks about the future of Legacy. Is she interested in doing it? Is it happening at all? I asked Ramona all those questions, which you guys will hear. And she was such a pleasure to speak to. Dorinda was there in rare form, Dorinda. Bershawn was there. Bershawn, that was on the one season, the season with Ebony. She was a hoot, super friendly. Kyle and Amanda were there from Summer House. Jen Fessler also was there. I got to interview her. And if you guys, after this weekend on Hollywood Life, you guys will be able to check out that interview. Got some more questions in about RHONJ, because you did the interview. I was away. So it was nice to be able to talk to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jen Fessler is one of my favorite newbies on Jersey.
She was having the time of her life at this party, because this was like her first Bravo event. You know, she's like four episodes into this world, so she was having a blast. And she had told me in the interview, she was like, I'm so excited to meet Ramona. And of course she did meet Ramona. But it was just a super fun Bravo party. Other press people were there, people that, you know, you and I both know. And I think Ramona and Avery had a great time. And again, it was really a pleasure to speak to Ramona. And I think you guys will enjoy, you know, the interview about what she had to say. Very open about talking about whatever, you know, so.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested to see what she has to say about Legacy. And listen to your what's interesting, looking at back at the photos of the event from last night, is I feel like Jen Fessler, love her on Jersey, but I also think she would have been great on New York City.
I could see it.
Like, she just has that New York City vibe to her, and she just like looked like she fit right in with Ramona and Dorinda. I'm loving we get her regard, like any way we can get her. She's just funny. Mm-hmm. I loved actually on Jersey this week when she was out to lunch with Rachel, and Rachel's like, can we share your pizza? She's like, absolutely not. And I'm just
it's so relatable. It's like, yes, I have a friend that anytime we go out to dinner, she always wants to, I'm throwing my friend under the bus right now and I don't care. She always wants to share food. And sometimes I'm like, it's nice, but like, I just want to feast by myself. Like, I don't want to have to be like politically correct with like, okay, did you have enough? Like, did I have enough? Like, let me just eat, damn it. And that's what Jen Fessler did.
Only time I ever share is if like you're ordering like multiple dishes and you're all like,
like a family style type thing.
I'm not sharing my one meal between two people.
Hands off. Wrap that up. It was a great party, and it was so fun to see some of those Bravo gals, specifically the Roni girls, because obviously they're very much out of the spotlight now. So it was good to see them and get a couple questions in and some good conversation. So. That was my week. Been kind of a crazy time in the Bravo world. I feel like there's been some wild stuff coming up.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy week. Starting with earlier this week, Juan Dixon was, I don't know if you saw, but he was pictured with someone who was identified as a mystery woman earlier in the week. He was at a laundromat with this person. And there is a photo of them looking at a phone together. The woman's face is covered. Obviously, the person who took the photo didn't want to give the woman's identity away. You know, she's not a public figure. But what this tipster said, who posted on a Facebook fan page, like some sort of Bravo fan page, they said that this was last Monday, so a little over a week ago, when CSU played NSU in Virginia. I don't know what teams those are. I'm not a big sports person.
Basketball.
But I'm guessing one of the teams was Juan's, and the one he coaches. And they were at a laundromat at the corner, and they were washing clothes, sports clothes together. And this person said that they allegedly hugged against the washing machine.
Oh my God.
And hands were around each waists or something.
Right. Allegedly. Bizarre.
Yeah, because this person also said they didn't get a photo of the hugging because they were standing right next to Juan and the woman and didn't want to be seen or obvious. Mm-hmm. After that was posted and it started making the rounds online, Robin took to her Instagram and didn't directly respond to it, but she did post a quote that says, "Maturing is letting people think whatever they want to think, because who gives a fuck?" Obviously, I think we can assume she was talking about that situation. Yeah. And then the mystery woman was later identified as Brianna Gross, who actually works as the director of basketball operations at Coppin State University, where
hence her crossover with Juan.
Yeah, I mean, they were clearly they worked together. They were doing washing sports jerseys and whatnot. She actually posted an Instagram story. It's like a little video, a boomerang or something, of her and Juan holding laundry detergent and saying, "Get a life."
So, how much laundry do they have to do? How much dirty clothes do these people have?
I guess
when you're playing basketball, there's a lot.
I don't know. But I mean, I don't know. When I first saw it, I was like, yes, we know Juan has cheated in some form or another in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could go either way, but I think we need more concrete proof before saying, oh yeah, he was definitely cheating again. I mean, it's obviously worked together. I'm not putting too much weight into it, but
I agree. I feel like this story and the footage hasn't really been making its round as much as you would think. So I do feel like there's some, you know, some holes in this story that I don't think that people should take and run with it, because we don't know, you know, a lot about exactly when and where these pictures were taken and if they're completely accurate or not, you know. But I hope they're not true, because my God, Juan, like, enough. Like,
I know.
Like, what are you doing? I think that we need to get those cameras rolling for Potomac new season now, because this is like really getting at the height of the drama, and it's like in the press, and you know, I'm sure all the other women have opinions, and we need to see that on television. I don't want to see it on Instagram. I want to see it on TV, you know? So I have faith that Bravo will gear up Potomac again soon.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw Michael Darby just filed a lawsuit against Candace for,
again,
he paid for drama. Sex. Yeah. Earlier this season. So yeah, we need like all this on camera.
He's suing her because of something she said
on camera. Yeah. She alleged that he paid a man for oral sex or something like that. I don't know all the details, but I saw someone pointed out, which is funny, that the amount he is suing her for is around the same amount Ashley bought her house for. So it's like someone thinks like he's just like sending a message, because remember, Candace gave Ashley a hard time about like not buying her own home and on the reunion, which I do want to get your reaction
to two parts down, and it'll wrap up this weekend, right?
Yeah, I've been loving it. I think it's great. I think Karen's been a little quiet, but I think her part will be in part three, because Charisse is going to come out. So I think that'll be a big part of it. I do love how the producers are just giving it to Robin. Like, I think she said something this week about like everything we do should be on camera, and then they like flash forward. You know, her admitting that Juan cheated again. It's just like they're like hammering that one home. It's just,
she pissed off the producers, and you'll be taught a lesson if you do that, apparently.
Yeah. But I've been loving it. I think it's great. I can't wait to see the next part. The husbands come out.
Yeah. We'll see the rest of Jacqueline and Mia. Then we'll get Cherie. Yeah. So there is a lot going on. I feel like we'll hear more about the Karen's stuff about what her allegations about Juan and stuff. And then I guess we're going to see more about Andy and Robin's interview that just maybe didn't make the final cut on Watch What Happens Live or whatever. I don't know how much really is going to be there in that, but I guess we're going to get a little more.
Yeah, we'll see. Part three is actually 90 minutes. It's an hour and a half.
Which I like.
Yeah, I do too. Especially with the husbands and then Karen and Charisse and then Robin's, you know, the rest of her interview. I think it's going to be good. I think it's what it's been building up for it. And
yeah, there's a lot to tackle in part three. So I am happy that it's extended. And, you know, it was a pretty solid season as we, you know, kind of usher away the season of Potomac. I thought it was a pretty good season. And I feel like there's a lot of like juice right now that you should take advantage of moving forward with what can happen next. So I'm excited for part three, though. Hopefully it goes out with a bang.
Yeah, for sure. You brought up allegations before. So I had to bring up this other one that's been floating around in Housewives universe in the past couple of weeks. Obviously, Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip, season four. The whole situation with Brandi Glanville and Caroline Manzo, we still don't have any more details. I think the investigation is still underway, which is why Brandi actually wasn't on the Traitors reunion that aired this week. They just filmed that recently. Mm-hmm. She couldn't attend that. So she actually released a statement to People magazine saying, well, her rep said, Brandi wanted nothing more than to attend the Traitors reunion. It has been one of Brandi's favorite projects. She's been prohibited from sharing her side of the story and pertaining to Caroline Manzo. And in turn, people have only heard unsubstantiated versions. Brandi maintains her innocence and vehemently denies any wrongdoing. So she obviously can't share her side of the story yet, but she at least wanted to put out there that she feels she's innocent and denies any wrongdoing, you know, in pertaining to the claims that are already out there, which is she kissed Caroline Manzo, touched her inappropriately without consent. These are obviously just claims right now. There's no concrete confirmation that this happened. We've reached out to reps multiple times and have not gotten responses. I think everyone's staying pretty tight-lipped about it. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But it's a sticky situation.
Yeah, they really are trying to keep that, you know, under lock and key. They're not trying to have anyone talk. I mean, I think that this says that Brandi is like blacklisted by Bravo and Peacock at this point. Yeah. I mean, for her not, like, she's essentially being punished because of Girls Trip with her not being allowed at the Traitors reunion. Mm-hmm. So to me, this is like, I literally think this could be the end of Brandi Glanville's television career on Bravo / Peacock, which is like pretty much what everything she's done has been on. I mean,
yeah, I mean, she started
and she was very involved in the Traitors, and she would have had a lot to, I mean, who doesn't want Brandi Glanville at a reunion? She would have fought with somebody for no reason. So this tells me that she obviously has her side of the story, and she says that she did nothing wrong. But if there was complete truth to that, then why would she be being quote unquote punished by Peacock / Bravo? So there's clearly, and they even released a statement, which we talked about maybe a week or two ago, kind of acknowledging that something did happen. I mean, they were again very tight-lipped and very vague about exactly what, and we probably won't know until, who knows if it's even going to be on the show. They could edit it around however they want to, so we don't know exactly how much of the story we're going to get. But it seems like Brandi is, you know, her TV future is very much hanging on by a thread. So I don't know. I did see that her and Ressa like filmed their own reunion, I guess, like for her podcast, because he wasn't there either. I don't really know why.
But I don't know why he wasn't
there. I was out first. Screw you all. He was like, I'm not going to give you the time of day.
Yeah, actually, I haven't watched Shadows of Sunset in so long. I know it's been canceled.
It's canceled now. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if it ended on good terms. I don't know if there's like some sort of beef between him and Andy. Although I think he was on Watch What Happens Live. So I don't know why he wasn't there. Maybe he just couldn't make it. Maybe it was a scheduling conflict. But yeah, we'll have to see what him and Brandi say on her podcast. Obviously, I don't think we'll get anything about Girls Trip. She's not allowed to talk about it. We actually should be, I don't want to say too much, but we might be interviewing Caroline Manzo next week. But obviously, she's not going
to be. That's your girl. That's your girl. You own it, Chris. You love Caroline Manzo.
I do.
From our lips to God's ears, we get Caroline Manzo on. We
can love so excited. She's not going to be able to talk about Girls Trip, but she can talk Jersey. She'll talk Caroline and Jacqueline and Teresa's reunion.
And there's enough scoop there because I'm dying to know what she thinks. There's a lot we would love to ask her.
I'm curious to see, you know, where she stands with Dina today. You know, where, if she'd ever return to Jersey. I know I ask her literally every time I talk to her. I have to ask.
Her answer might be different now.
It might be in
Morocco.
So that'll be next week. So I'm excited for that. But we're getting back to this week's news, just yesterday, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Drew Sidora and Ralph Pittman filed for divorce within 61 minutes of each other.
I was seeing tweets or whatever on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, but people are like, what are they on, The Amazing Race? Like, they're both racing to divorce. Hysterical. And this comes as a surprise to ... because I'm not surprised. Are you? I mean, I don't think anyone is.
No, I never liked the way he treated her. Obviously,
he's nice to look at, though.
he's definitely hot. But you know, she actually, in her filing, she accused him of being a serial cheater, and physically aggressive with her. He filed before her. I think his was pretty standard, where it basically said there was no shot at like fixing this marriage, so like there's, let's just like end it kind of thing. But in her own filing, she called him, or she accused him of being a serial cheater, an adulterer, who abused her mentally, financially, and at one point got physically aggressive with her. It seems sticky, but honestly, if you ask me, there were red flags for a while. I mean, the whole, he didn't want her to read his autobiography. He didn't want to adopt. He changed his mind and all of a sudden didn't want to adopt her son, who she had with her ex before meeting him. He, you know, never explained that whole Tampa situation. Like, I'm so upset by
the
that.
Tampa,
like,
drama. We didn't get nothing from that. There really has been a lot of red flags.
And there was that thing with the assistant who he asked to give him a massage.
And then also accusation that he was gay. I believe that also came up, didn't it, as well?
There's
a lot going on there. There is a lot going on.
A lot. So fortunately for us, I do believe Atlanta is still filming.
Are they? I thought they maybe were done. I feel like they may have wrapped. I think that they
have. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like, didn't Candy or someone have a party?
Cynthia Bailey was there. They had like a big, gosh. I think it's over. But she's back next season.
Yeah, there's the reunion and stuff like that.
And we also could start seeing that, you know, we could see the downfall of the relationship throughout this season. I mean, I'm sure things weren't, you know, rainbows and roses as they were filming.
And they might go back and film some stuff. I mean, they've done it before. They did it with Jen Shah when she ended up pleading guilty. They you know, whipped the cameras back out. They've done it many times, so they can do that, or they'll address it at the reunion. But either way, it'll be interesting to watch, like you just said, the lead up to this. Like, we're getting with Lisa and Lenny before they filed or split up. So that'll be interesting to watch and whatnot. And then next week we have the Real Housewives of Miami reunion.
Yes, starting next week. I don't know. We don't know. Is it two parts or three parts? I don't think we know yet, right?
I don't think we know yet. They haven't released their information and we've only gotten
a brief preview.
As of right now, the full trailer might come after we record this, but as of right now, there's only like a 30-second preview. It does look good, but I'm curious to see what else we'll get teased in the full trailer, because it's just quick. It's a lot of yelling, a lot of... What I found interesting is, did you notice how the couches are like really close together?
Yeah, they're really trying to have
like
these girls
like set. Almost like OG Housewives back in the beginning when they had those little sets.
The couches that is something I picked up on when I watched that too. They seem very, and it's a very much, I feel like, a divided cast, the Miami group.
So, you know, big risk putting them so close together, but
I really am going to miss Miami. Like, it's been such a great season, and it just, it goes to show how much everyone is like truly enjoying the show. And I suspect they'll start filming within the coming months, maybe like, yeah. I don't know, late spring, so summer. Good.
They want to capture, I'm sure, the rest of Lisa and Lenny's drama. And yeah. Lisa's dating someone new now, which she confirmed. So I'm sure they want to get all that kind of stuff on camera. Larsa just, you know, admitted she's in love.
Now we'll see Marcus's the relationship, because that was after season 5 film. So if, yes. For a new season, now it's a whole, you know, new dynamic for her. She seems like they're a pretty serious couple. So we'll be able to get that on the next season, you know? So Miami was just a joy to watch, like, all season. I feel like that was kind of the common idea from the fans, that very much everyone like really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to watch. And all the girls that we had on the podcast, which was many, we had almost the entire cast on. They were all so lovely to speak to. They were all great. You know, whether you like this one and hate that one, they were all great. And they provided good TV.
Yeah, so, sure. I'm going to miss that.
Thank you, Miami.
Yeah, but I am looking forward to the reunion. And I am also looking forward to hearing your interview with Ramona. I definitely want to see what she has to say about legacy, because I know there's been all these rumors and stuff like that, but I'm hoping it works out. But
And we haven't gotten an update in a couple of weeks, I don't think. I mean, I don't really know where things are at right now. I mean, last we heard there was discrepancies, I guess, with the pay, and that there's issues about how much they're getting or how much they're not getting, and somebody may have said no and everyone's not on the same page. And I don't know, it seems like things aren't looking super positive, but we keep hope alive. I mean, I don't know. I actually think a lot of it is going to have to do with the success of the new Roni. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bravo is intentionally like, let's see how this new show plays out. Because if people are in love with this show, and who knows, people might love it, people might hate it. If they love the new Roni and the new era and the new women, like, why would Bravo like then kind of go backwards? I feel like they might just put all their eggs in the new basket and be like, okay, this is working, positive reception, people are liking the women, good drama, let's stick it out, and just throw the Roni girls on like girls trips and stuff.
Wondering if it doesn't do as well as they hope, do they bring maybe one or two OGs back to the mothership show and do a little bit of mix? I don't know, we'll see. But let's get to your interview with Ramona, see what she had to say about it. Because I'm definitely excited to hear that. So everyone stick around. We'll bring you Ramona's interview with Eric at the Batch Boss event in New York City.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Night for your daughter. Big night for your whole family.
You know, it's a huge night for my daughter, Avery Singer, and her partner, Jolie. The Batch Boss is such a great concept. You know, I always say to people, they go, what can I do to start a business? I say the best business to start is a service business, because you don't need much of that capital, but you need a great idea. And people like services, right? They want somebody to execute and do something efficiently for them. And that's what they are. They're curators for bachelorette and bachelor parties. This generation, they all are going away for 3-4 days. My generation, we just went to a club for the night and that's it. They go away for 3-4 days. So they need someone to really execute it. And just watching her develop it. You know, growing up, she saw me develop multiple businesses and doing logos and websites and packaging and everything. And now she's, by observing me, I just see how she's become a superstar. And I just love it. I just love it. I'm just so proud.
We've seen for so many years on the show that you have such a work ethic. Right. She clearly has developed that from you. Absolutely. How special is it for you to see her work so hard at such a young age?
It just blows my mind. Even some of my friends, like I said, you know, I've never saw her anyone works so hard, you know. She was determined. She had a concept. She and her girlfriend were doing a bachelorette party for someone else, and they said teasingly, wow, this could be a business, because her partner Jolie is also very organized and very bright and very efficient, and they make a great team. They really complement each other. When I had my businesses, I just was always myself. I'd hire people underneath me that worked for me, but they're actually partners, and they really complement each other extremely well. So not only are they great friends, but now they're business partners. And I just my heart is busting for them. It is just their concept and the way they work together, and they've booked so many parties already, and they're a closer, because you know they always say, you know, in sales it's about, okay, it's about the number of calls, the number of closing. Well, they're like closing 75% of their sales calls. No, I think it's 85%. It's a lot. Yeah, a month ago. Yeah. And it's mind-boggling. Yeah. So you know what? To all these, I get a lot of questions from women and men. What can I do? How can I start my own business? Mm-hmm. Have an idea. Have a service business. Fill a void. Fill a need. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's fabulous.
Amazing. We miss you on television, obviously, but it seems like you've been very busy. What have you kind of been doing? I know you're doing real estate.
Yeah.
And do you miss... doing the show?
No, I really don't, because now my life has evolved in other ways. I mean, I believe life is like a shark. You got to keep moving. And I did this show for, 16 years? Yeah. And real estate is really fun. And I'm really learning now to get better at my tennis, working out more. I'm getting more in shape. I feel like I look better now than 10 years ago. I'm more relaxed. And I'll be doing a podcast with my daughter coming in April. So look out for that.
What can you tease about the podcast?
Well, you have to interview me again, but it's going to be a mother-daughter podcast. There's not too many out there.
A lot of business talk, I'm assuming, between everything that's going on.
More about business, yes, but just about, you know, her view, my view, because, you know, I'm very unedited, and sometimes, you know, I think she's the mother and I'm the daughter, so I think it'll be entertaining, knowledgeable, and fun.
Yeah. Last question. I know there's been so much buzz about Legacy. Yeah. Any reaction to if it's happening, it's not happening? Are you involved? Are you not involved?
As far as I know, as of now, it's not happening. My life is so full, I really don't have room to be on TV. That's why I want to do a podcast. I'd rather relate to my fans through a podcast where I have total control.
I'm excited for the podcast.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you so much, Ramona. Hope you have fun tonight. Thank you.